It's high stakes on the Hamakua Coast. The fate of a $400 million investment into a green energy project for the Big Island's remote coast hangs in the balance. Lawyers for the company are back before the Hawaii Supreme Court after the Public Utilities Commission declined to hear a motion to reconsider its case. We talked to Warren Lee, CEO of Honua Ola Bioenergy, also known as Huhonua, this morning about its request for the court to intervene.
This plant is very important, first of all. It's not its jobs, its economy. Economic growth for Hamakua Coast and for the island of Hawaii. More importantly, it's also renewable, firm energy. And this plant is, I would say, 99.2% complete, construction-wise. We just need to have a purchase power agreement so we can go through the commissioning and start up the unit and provide firm energy, renewable energy to the Big Island, to the HELCO grid. And I think that's important from the standpoint of minimizing greenhouse gas emissions globally, especially since that's a state mandate that by 2045 we should be off of fossil fuel for power generation. So that's why this project is important, and that's why, based on previous guidance and orders from the Public Utilities Commission two times on the purchase power agreement, we moved forward with completing this project, and we're 99.2% complete at this point, construction-wise.
Now, the plan was to burn eucalyptus and albizia trees, correct?
Well, it's the plan is the primary feedstock is eucalyptus, but we also have provisions to utilize invasive species such as albizia. It could also be, gunpowder, could be strawberry guava, could be gorse, all those invasive species that are harming the landscape on the island of Hawaii. So, yes, we will also be utilizing invasive species like albizia and others.
Now, there are folks who say that, this project, maybe isn't perfect. There were concerns about the pricing structure. Honolulu Civil Beat has an article today that was written by Ian Lin about concerns over the financial commitment of investors and a lawsuit that was filed previously. How do you address those concerns about not having all the ducks in the row before the end of the year?
Well, I think the ducks are in a row, except for the moving forward with the purchase power agreement. The ownership, current ownership, has committed to complete this project, and that's why we're 99.2% complete construction-wise. If they were not committed to it, we would not be at this point. So it's their commitment to complete this plan. They're committed to providing jobs, where we've been training operators, power plant operators, and maintenance personnel for over, going on 2 years. So I think that pretty shows a pretty strong commitment to completing this project. So I'm not sure what the article says or what's the implications or what they're trying to insinuate.
Well, is it realistic that you'll get a power agreement before the end of the year? I mean, even if the Supreme Court does reverse this case?
I think it's possible, especially if the Supreme Court says to the Public Utilities Commission that we want you to expedite the hearings. They ruled in the Supreme Court remanded case back to the project, back to the PUC back in early 2019. And, the direction was to complete a greenhouse gas analysis so that life of the land participate as fully as possible. And let's move on. That's the way we took it. And the PUC actually came out with a schedule for pre-evidentiary hearing requirements, and we did all of that. HELCO did all of that, went through the interrogatory processes, and then all of a sudden they pulled the plug on saying, we're not going to consider this anymore because we're denying your waiver. So in that sense, it's really unfair, basically, to say.
And we should note that this is a different Public Utilities Commission. The members are different from the two previous go-arounds.
Definitely, maybe from the first go-around, but the second go-around, the current chair was a member of the commission, and I think since then you've had turnover. The project is still a project, It hasn't changed.
And this was a project that Governor David Ige supported when he began his term, you know, I think underscoring just the need for a project like this in order to meet our green energy goals, you know, and provide diversity.
He certainly did in his inauguration speech, and he mentioned Honua, Huhunua Bioenergy, also known as Honua Ola Bioenergy. I mean, I think he mentioned that in his inauguration address specifically.
Any thoughts on what happens if the Supreme Court goes against you at this round?
Well, we filed for a writ of mandamus, and we hope that we'll be hearing hopefully within a month's time. But we've also filed a notice of appeal, which is a longer process, I guess, you know, if you listen to the attorneys. So, you know, we're still hopeful that the writ of mandamus will be allowed as we filed it, and we can move on with the evidentiary hearings and bring out all the facts that are and the issues that are of concern to the Public Utilities Commission, Consumer Advocate, and others.
Anything else that you want to underscore, just given the unusual situation that we're in with this pandemic and our economic crisis that we're grappling with?
You know, this project has always been from 2008 when the owners of the facility came into the utility to talk about a new purchase power agreement. This was back in 2008, resulted in a purchase power agreement with a waiver from a competitive bidding in 2013 and revalidated in 2017. And the whole intent was that this will bring on the grid for the Hawaii Electric Light Company firm 24/7 renewable energy that is sustainable. It'll bring jobs to the Big Island for the power plant operations, maintenance, and contractors. And it'll also give a boost to the agricultural sector for economic development, and making the forest industry robust as it was imagined back in 1994 after sugar went out of business. And, you know, this, the Hamakua Coast and portions of the Big Island, Kau was just devastated with the loss of thousands of jobs. So the eucalyptus was something that was thought of as experimental plots planted, and this was the crop of choice. And, you know, it's going to not only bring help contractors, but it also helped the forest industry as a whole. And it also could relate to other agricultural businesses that when you tie that in with the forestry side, just makes sense.
And the greenhouse gas issue?
The greenhouse gas issue, we addressed that per the PUC requirements. We addressed it in detail, Huhunua Bioenergy, and also Hawaii Electric Light Company, or Hawaiian Electric, also filed their greenhouse gas and report. And it's done. I mean, if there's any questions, I mean, this is where the evidentiary hearings would bear out the facts and what is the plan. So this has been addressed per the remand from the Hawaii State Supreme Court as to why the Public Utilities Commission doesn't want to address it as remanded through the evidentiary hearings is, at this point, you know, just unfair.
That was Warren Lee of Huhunua, also known as Honua Ola Bioenergy, talking about the latest legal request for the Hawaii Supreme Court.